from the KMOT Ag Expo. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Grower Studio, and we're going to sit down and visit here with the good folks from Dutch Openers. Tom Weibel joins us. Hello, Tom.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. We have a good-sized crowd here today.
Yes, we do. It's a really good crowd, really good customers stopping in.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's for the uninitiated, for the uninformed Dutch Openers. So far, nothing to do with doors.
Nothing. What we do is we go on any color of air seeder out there. We have boots and tips that can fit on them, help put the fertilizer seed in perfect placement for you, running from liquid anhydrous to granular fertilizer. We work with everybody out there.
Now, in a dry year, a lot of these tips and shoes and wear out pretty darn quick. In a wet year, the guys have a lot of trouble. What's special about Dutch Openers?
Special about Dutch Openers is we're a company that backs what we do. Is it going to run any different than our competition in dry or wet years? I wouldn't want to say that and put our company out there like that, but we do have some good testimonial in dry and wet years from farmers that we can let anybody that is interested in Dutch Openers talk to. It's just, you really can't count for the weather and the ground and the hardness and everything. Everybody's going to wear different at certain times.
Yeah, yeah, different soil types.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can go from field to field, things are different.
But, oh, yes, from one field to the next.
Yeah, but they do wear out.
Oh, yes, that's why they're replaceable parts.
Yes, and that's where you come in. And again, any color, and is it mostly on the cedars that you, can you work with cultivation?
We do work with cultivation as long as they're either a C-shank or an edge-on. As a matter of fact, I sold a set of openers today to a guy with a C-shank cultivator that he's putting anhydrous down with. If it's able to run one of our openers on a C-shank or an edge-on, they can stop in any one of our dealers and order what they need.
All right. And you have dealers all across the upper Midwest now.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Everywhere from Minnesota all the way out to Washington State, all the way down to Nebraska, Colorado. We're everywhere.
You know, prior to coming to the KMOT Ag Expo, though, about 5 years ago, I had never heard of Dutch Openers. So tell us a little bit about the history of the company.
It started with the family. They moved over from the Netherlands. They started off as a blacksmith family, just working, fixing farm equipment, stuff like that for the farmers. Then they all of a sudden they seen a niche where they can make openers for air seeders. And so that's where we took the business off to. We still do different odd jobs for people that they need custom jobs done with.
A smithy always loves something unique to do, huh?
Yes, they did. I'm glad they did.
Yeah. So where's manufacturing?
Pilot Butte, Saskatchewan, just about 5 miles east of Regina.
Okay. And again, it's good steel that wears, and again, just something special about it, and nothing.
We have one of the best warranty plans in the market. We usually go 1 year, 5,000 acres. If a carbide should happen to fall off, take it back to your dealer. We'll replace it. No questions asked.
Okay.
We actually send our engineers out to the field if we see there's a problem so they can go out there and see what's going on and help try to fix what we might need to fix. So it's very good process.
Yeah. Air seeders and all types of cultivators out there are not Grandpa's cultivator, an air seeder. Grandpa didn't have an air seeder. So
no, if you hook a horse to it, then we don't have anything for it.
Right. Good way of putting it. But the air seeders that are out there, I mean, these are high-tech equipment, and they need the best possible openers.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
It's the farmer's livelihood. I mean, if they can't get the seed and fertilizer in the ground at the right spots at the right time, then they struggle. I mean, that's why you see a lot of these farmers that don't make it, is if they can't get it in the ground. They've got a certain timeline that they've got to get it in there, and that's where we come in to help them do that.
Right. And they're doing that in just, like I said, a very narrow window of time in the spring.
Yes.
And
Yep. Seeding in some parts either start right at the beginning of March, especially over in our Alberta territories. Down here, it usually starts anywhere from mid-March and runs through May. And they have to get their crops in at that time.
Yeah. Do you have, if you're seeding soybeans versus canola, is there a difference?
There is. We have an opener that will definitely do that. Actually, all of our openers will do that because we've got the wide openings where the soybeans can definitely go through. We do anything chickpeas, soybeans, peas, wheat, canola, flax, you name it. We've got openers that can definitely put it down in the right spot for you and keep the fertilizer away if you don't need it there.
Okay, all very important stuff that farmers know all about.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And so what's what again, the website is?
DutchOpeners.com. Right now, our website isn't running very well. We're trying to get it redone.
Okay.
So you might have a little problem doing that. The best way, if you want to find anything out, give me a call. Telephone number is 605-360-4385. Or you can email me at twible@DutchOpeners.com.
And your telephone number again?
605-360-4385.
That's a South Dakota phone number.
Yes, it is. I used to live down there.
Okay, and now so you're up. Where are you based out of now?
Velva, North Dakota.
Okay, all
that's
right.
That's where I grew up, and that's where I moved back to. So,
all right. How far from Paul Thomas do you live?
Not very far.
All right.
He just lives right north of town. So.
Okay. Yeah. It's Velva's quite a community. A little on the dry side right now.
Yeah, it was dry this year. Hopefully we get a little bit of moisture. We need some of that snow coming down to help the farmers out, that's for sure.
Yeah. And again, farmers are using, especially around Velva, less tillage, but everybody plants every year.
Yes, they do.
Every acre. And
yep. And we have our Precision Series opener, which is a narrow opener, half-inch wide tip, narrower body. So if they're looking for something with less ground disturbance, we definitely have it for them. And you give me a call, and I'll come straight out to the farm with whatever you want to see.
Okay, Dutch Openers. And again, DutchOpeners.com. Tom Weibel hanging out in Velva. Great to visit with you, Tom. Thank you. The website again for everybody.
DutchOpeners.com.
That's all there is to it. Find a dealer.
That's it.
Give you a call if you need something.
Yep, give me a call. I'll come out.
All right. Thank you much, Tom.
Thanks.
Great
Appreciate it.
To visit with you.
Yep.